This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that good in my life to this world.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
And of that. Let me say it again for the spiritually hearing impaired. Gideon is hiding. But when the Lord calls him, he calls him a great man of valor. You see, man can see you at one thing, but God can see what he can make you. See, you see the drug addict walking the street, but God don't see the drug addict. He sees the man that he can put behind the pulpit. I wish I had somebody can testify, because you got to realize you haven't always been where you are. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace. God can call you, and what he calls you, he's able to make you. I'm quite sure Pastor Martin, when he said, great man of valor, Gideon began to look around. You see, when he first ran across Peter, man saw a cursing fisherman whose tongue is out of control. But Jesus saw a man who was going to stand up on the day of Pentecost and proclaim the word of God. When man saw Saul, they saw a persecutor of the church. But Jesus saw the greatest missionary that the world would ever know. Can I go back a little farther? When they saw the legion, they saw a man dwelling among the tombs, cutting himself with stones. But Jesus saw a man being saved, willing to go back to his town and tell everybody what God has done for him. Brothers, while I'm there, can I help you with something? If you look at the story of the legion carefully, you will discover that Mark chapter 5, that when he was in the graveyard talking all that noise and cutting himself, no man was scared of him, because they tried to chain him, they tried to do all, so they wasn't afraid of him. But watch this. Once he had an encounter with Jesus, and Jesus threw out the mess in his life, and watch this, by verse 15, they saw the legion, here we go, brothers, sitting and clothed in his right mind. And then the word says, and then they were afraid. What I'm trying to tell you, while you talking all that noise, ain't nobody scared of you. While you got your pants hanging down, ain't nobody scared of you, young people. But when you pull your pants up and put something in your head, walk around like a young man, then they'll be scared of you. You see, they didn't hate Obama, they were scared of Obama. He said, watch this. He said, that great man of valor, he said, I will use you to deliver your people out of the Midianites' hand. And I don't blame Gideon. Gideon said, well, Lord, this is going to be me. I need to validate this call. If it's really you, do me a favor. Tomorrow morning, let all the dew be on this fleece, and the ground be dry. Guess what? The next day, all the dew was on the fleece, and the ground was dry. Gideon said, well, Lord, that's good, but I still got to validate this call. He said, tomorrow, can you reverse the thing? Can you let all the dew be on the ground and the fleece be dry? God said, well, that'll make you happy. The next morning, all the dew was on the ground, and the fleece was dry. Gideon said, okay, God, that's it. Can I pause here parenthetically and help you, brothers? You got to learn to validate your call. Just because they say you look like a preacher. Just because they say you dress like a preacher. Just because they say you sound like a preacher. And you carry your Bible like a preacher. Don't mean God called you to be a preacher. So he told Gideon, he says, go and start recruiting. And Gideon began to recruit brothers without internet, without social media, without text, without Twitter, without a TV, without a radio. But he recruited 32,000 men. And I'm quite sure, Brother President, that he brought those men before God. Look what I've done. Yeah. God said, yeah, I see them. But the men you got, they're too many. Whoa, God, hold up. Let me back this train up. Now, I'm getting ready to go against an army that cannot be counted. Now, at least I come up with 32,000. Now, you going to tell me that they are too many? To be a good man, number one, write this down. You got to examine your partnership. Everybody that hangs with you is not really with you. You got to be careful who you allow in your circle. A young man told me the other day that, Pastor, I don't believe that men should have inner circles. I said, why not? Jesus did. Because when he wanted to deal with intimate things, he only took Peter, James, and John. You got to be careful who you allow in your circle. Gideon was impressed, but God wasn't. He said, God, what you mean? He said, I'm going to put them to the test, Gideon. Go to all 32,000 and tell them, if you really don't want to fight in this war, and if you are afraid to fight, just go home. Not 500. Not 1,000. 22,000 men left. And can I help? Can I ask you something? Can I tell you something, brothers? I'd rather you leave me before the battle starts. Don't leave me when the battle began. You got too many brothers. Oh, I'm with you, brother. I got you. I got your back. And soon as the battle began, he said, those that you have. So he dwindled down from 32,000 to 10,000. Scared to fight. But if God be for us, who can be against us? The first purging was because of fear. Now the second purging would be because of the foolish. Now, God, I got 10,000 now. Now, what are we going to do with that? God said, wait, don't get happy with the 10,000. He said, because the men you have are still too many. Brother President, I think I'd have left after that. He said, this is what I want you to do, Gideon. Take the 10,000. Take them down by the river. And tell them to drink. And those who lap as a dog lap, with those I'll get with you and we'll win this battle. 9,700 men just put their head in the wall. Wasn't cognizant of their surroundings. The enemy could have snuck up on them. And that's what's wrong with a lot of brothers now. You just got your head in the water. You ain't watching for nothing. You ain't praying for nothing. You just got your head in the water. But you better get your head out of the water. The Bible tells, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible also tells us to watch and pray. Now, I know a lot of us say watch, fight. The Bible say nothing about fight. See, we put fight in there because that's what a lot of us like to do. He said, watch and pray. And he only had 300 men. They left while they were looking. And God said, these men who are cognizant of their surroundings, Gideon, me, and these 300 men will give you the victory. Now, not only you got to examine your partnership, but then secondly, you got to expand your perspective. Gideon began to look. Verse 7, chapter 7 through 9, verse 9 through 14, he tells Gideon to go and look through the enemy's camp. Go take an examination. Expand the perspective. Look and see what you're going to have to face. And when he looked, there was a number that he could not count. They were lying around the camp, chilling, enjoying themselves, looking around the camp. They was chilling, enjoying themselves. Let me say it again. When he looked around the camp, his enemies wasn't worried about him. His enemies wasn't sweating over him. They didn't care nothing about him, but he needed to be encouraged. In verses 13 through 14, a man had a dream. He said, there was a little cake made, and this cake rolled in the camp and hit the corner of the tent. And the tent fell, and there was nothing left. And he said, Gideon, you the cake. When you hit the camp and trust in God, there won't be nothing left. And see, brothers, we've got to learn to trust God in spite of what we've seen. In spite of what we see in Washington, we've got to trust God. And so Gideon began to get strength. He got courage. And then thirdly, he engaged on a divine path. He took these 300 men. Watch this, brothers. With no weapon in their hand. A trumpet in one hand. A torch covered by a pitcher in the other hand. They didn't have a sword. They didn't have a shield. All they had was God, a trumpet, and a pitcher. Gideon said, now, what I need y'all to do, we're going to separate. 100 will go here. 100 will go there. And 100 will go back there. And I need y'all to do what I do. I need you to mimic what I do. When we blow the trumpet, we're going to break the vessels and the light will show. My brothers and sisters, it is time for men to be bold. It is time for men to let the light shine. Not just make America great again, but we can take America back again. We built it, we can take it back again. But we've got to be bold and we got to trust God. Before I go on, let me share something with you. My family and I, we love watching Sanford and Son. You ain't that saved. You know what Sanford and Son. And where we was, as we was watching it, God gave me a revelation, pastors. Lamont was the son. Lamont's job was to go out and get junk and bring the junk back to his daddy. His daddy would take the junk, clean up the junk, and put it on display. Let me say it again. Lamont was the son. His job was to go out and retrieve junk, bring the junk back home to his daddy. His daddy would clean up the junk and put it on display. Jesus is the son. He goes out and get junk like you and me, bring us back home to his daddy, and his daddy cleans us up and put us on display. And if you're on display, then everybody can see you. And I wonder if you're on display this morning, what you want people to see. You want people to see you praising God in spite of what you're going through. You want people to see you lifting up holy hands in the sanctuary. Come on, men. You say you're the head of your house? Then show your wife how you know how to praise God. So, as I get ready to leave you, Gideon said, when the trumpet is blown, we're going to break the vessels. And when the vessels are broken, the light will shine. And so, here they were. They were strategized all over the place. And the Midianites, they were sleeping. My Lord, while they were sleeping, Gideon said, go on and blow the trumpet. And when they blew the trumpets, they began to break the vessels, and the light began to shine. Men, let me tell you, if you want your light to shine, you got to learn to break up some things. And they caught the Midianites by surprise. They woke up out of their sleep. They drew their swords, but they began to stab each other. You see, when the Lord is on your side, all you got to do is make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I can hear God telling Gideon, see, son, if you just lean and depend on me, I can make things happen. Well, my brothers, it's good for brethren to dwell together in unity. When we are on one accord, we can make things happen. Do I have a witness? We've got to learn to be together. It's nothing wrong with being together. Because James and John, they live together. Andrew and Peter, they loved together. Paul and Silas were in jail together. Mary and Martha, they cried together. Joshua and Caleb, they fought together. Elisha and Elijah, they met together. God and Enoch, they walked together. Jacob and the angel, they wrestled together. Abraham and God, they talked together. Samson and his enemies, they died together. Ananias and Sapphira, they lied and died together. Adam and Eve got put out together. Jesus and his disciples, they ate together. Martin Luther King and others got put in jail together. Peaches and Herb, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Smokey Robinson, The Temptations and Diana Ross, Mary Mary and B.C. Winans, they all sung together. The Lone Ranger and Tonto, they rode together. Marcia Dillon and Festus, they hung out together. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen won championships together, and Jay-Z and Beyonce, they are still together. Is there anybody here? No, there's power when we get together. There's power when we hold each other's hand. There's power when the Lord is on your side. Tell somebody we're gonna win. Tell somebody that the victory is already ours. I don't know how you feel this morning. I know you come from all over the place. Some of you might say, it don't take all of this to praise the Lord. Well, you don't know my story. You don't know how good the Lord has been to me. You don't know the ditches he brought me out of. And I want to tell you one thing. A few years ago, my deacon right over there, he gave me tickets and he brought me to the Superdome. I was able to see the New Orleans Saints live on the 50-yard line. When Drew Brees walked out, the stadium began to scream. When Drew Brees walked out, thousands of people began to holler his name. And as I was sitting there, I thought about you who say it don't take all of that to praise the Lord. Then the people can scream for Drew Brees. Thousands of people who can scream for Drew Brees. Now Drew Brees don't know them. He's never been by their bedside. Drew Brees didn't feed them while they were hungry. Drew Brees didn't comfort them when they lost a loved one. But they still scream when they seen Drew Brees. But when I say Jesus, somebody ought to scream. When I say Jesus, you ought to say touchdown. He healed my body. He brought me over. Can I borrow you for a minute? If you're not too mean, stand on your feet. Grab your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, I didn't come this far to look in your face. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to wave my hand. I come to shout for joy. Ain't he all right? Do you know he's all right? Ah, do you know he's all right? If you know he's good, say yeah. Say yes. Say yeah. Say yeah. Yes. Any good? One more time. Say yeah. Say yes. Say yes. Yes.
I'm so happy, I don't know what to say. Been knowing him ever since he was a boy. Lived next door to McDowell. And now look what the Lord has done. Every preacher in here want to preach. The bootleggers in here want to preach. Shade triers want to preach. I want to preach. Good God Almighty. That's not what I've been tasked to do. I'm going to ask the deacons to come and put out some chairs. I'm not going to tell you how many to put out. We don't know what God is doing. Might be one, it might be 21. But however many, the Spirit knows best. A lot of folks say, Father, my Father knew best. No, the Heavenly Father knows best. He is Jehovah, He is Yahweh. Every baptized, born again believer, Holy Ghost filled, ought to be on their feet right now. You ought to be petitioning the throne of God right about now. Somebody heard the gospel like you and I did, however long it was. And we got up. Gave our lives to Jesus. Some of you have been traveling for him for a long time. It just might be somebody in this building who heard the word and that they want to come. This is your luminous moment. This is your opportunity to come. Doesn't matter who your parents are. Does not matter who, huh, what you've done. You can come. Whosoever will can come. Will you obey the bidding of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, on this day? Everybody in here who has been blood washed and bought with a price can remember their day. There ought to be somebody. I wouldn't wait if I didn't know him. I'd come right now. I'd come running down the aisle. I'd scream out the names of Green and President Martin. He touched me, I would tell him. Touched me down in my soul. I want to give my life to Jesus. Is there one? The angels are waiting. They're waiting to sing if you come. If one sinner repents, they're going to have a good time in heaven. Well, if they're going to have a good time in heaven, we want to have one right here, right now. We thank you. We praise the name of.
You have been listening to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr., pastor. We invite you to come and experience the change at our church, located at 11th 16th and Day Street here in Alexandria. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, we would like to hear from you by calling the church at 318-448-1604. That's 318-448-1604. We invite you to tune in again next week at this same time for the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know my other side.